Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Karen Abowd and Kitty McKay talking about the Greenhouse Project. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Susan Fisher and Elisa Cafferata. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2017 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Karen Abowd of the Greenhouse Project and Adele's and Home Design, you name it, she does it, I don't know how, and also on the Board of Supervisors here in Carson City. And we also welcome, for the first time, Kitty McKay. She's Director of Customer Experience and Foundation Development for Carson Tahoe Health. Pleasure to have you both here. So it's the Concert Under the Stars time.
Yes, it is.
And it used to be that it was right next door to the restaurant. You closed off the street, and the street was packed, and it was a wonderful evening, and you've outgrown it.
Yes. Not a bad problem to have, Sam.
Seriously.
But it was time. And after last year's event, which was hugely successful, we knew that it was time. And it's like giving birth, nudging the baby out of the nest with this concert and moving it to a larger venue. But it is the right thing. And partnering, you know, the Greenhouse Project came out of arts and culture in our community. And I sit on the Arts and Culture Commission. And it was to launch the horticulture arts in our community. So having it moved to the BAC is a logical evolution.
That's the Brewery Arts
Center. Brewery Arts Center, correct. Mm-hmm. And so different from how we have done it in the past, adjacent to Adele's, is that where we had 6 corporate tents before, we have 13,
wow,
all of which are sponsored already. We do have a veranda type setting, all of which is sold out. And now we are pushing our ticket sales for the event, which range from $65 for the padded chairs down to $25 for bleacher seats. And so we'll have 3 food trucks and a live auction and a tremendous entertainment lineup.
That's the big part. Buckle up.
Yeah, tell us about the entertainment lineup, because I already have my ticket, so I'm pretty cool on it.
Yes. Well, opening will be Lydia Pence and Cold Blood, and then the Family Stone.
Okay, so hang on. Before we barrel through that, you know, back in the 60s, they were huge.
Yes.
I mean, legendary Bay Area band.
Yes, absolutely.
And of course, you guys' roots are
that's
Oakland,
correct,
California.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Charlie, my husband, can spin a yarn about his encounter with Lydia Pence and Cold Blood way back when.
And they're just the opening act.
They're just the opening act.
Well, and the thing, too, that I find really interesting is we talk about way back in the day, but what's extraordinary about so many of these musicians is they've only matured. They have so much richness in their voice, and their musicality is really improved, too. So it's going to be exciting.
Okay, and then the headliner.
The headliner is the Family Stone, and this is their 50-year celebration.
Wow.
So this is going to be tremendous, and we couldn't have done this without our title sponsor, which is Carson Tahoe Health. So I'm extremely grateful to them and to all of our other sponsors, NV Energy and Carson, or rather Compani Auto Group, and Hop and Me Adams Foundation, and a list of others. If it weren't not for them, we couldn't have gotten to this point with this level of entertainment.
Okay, so Kitty, why is Carson Tahoe involved?
Well, it's really interesting just in healthcare in general, but particularly for us, is when we talk about back in the day. So back in the day, it used to be that hospitals were really focused on providing excellent clinical care. And while we're still really focused on that, there's such an awareness that ultimately, if you work with wellness and health, you won't have to see people nearly as much, and it's so much better for the community. So for a number of years, we've just been really passionately working towards building our wellness, building our health, building education in the neighborhood, and the Greenhouse Project is a really important partner for us because it provides all of those important aspects.
All right, let's take a break. More on the Greenhouse Project and the Concert Under the Stars when we come back.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Karen Abowd and Kitty McKay. Karen is with the Greenhouse Project, and Kitty is with Carson Tahoe Health. So it's the Family Stone,
mm-hmm.
and people are going, well, that used to be Sly in the Family Stone. And I have a quick funny story, which is when I came to the United States in 1974, I moved to Sausalito, and I was a gopher on a construction crew. And what we were working on was building Sly Stone's recording studio at the record plant.
Really? Oh,
that's
yes.
So cool.
And
it had a hidden entry that you came through a bookcase, and you pushed the bookcase aside, and you could get into the studio. And Sly had a bedroom, and the way they had this hooked up was that he could sit and play guitar in the bedroom, and it would feed into the studio. So he could just relax.
So cool.
There are other things I won't go into.
Don't.
Because,
please.
You know, it's not been that many years. But I was talking to your husband, Charlie, mm-hmm. Of Adele's, and he was saying, well, you know, half the time when Sly and the Family Stone did concerts, Sly never showed up anyway.
That's correct.
So you're getting the band that
That's
you would have
right.
gotten back in the day.
That's right. Just that much more seasoned.
Yes, indeed.
And doesn't his daughter also play with them?
I believe so. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a fabulous night. Let's talk about where the Greenhouse Project is now. Because it's been several years in the making here, and it's really doing some incredible things.
It continues to expand, and the ag program at Carson High School continues to expand, which is wonderful. We interface, especially in the summertime, also with the Boys and Girls Club. We're expanding our AmeriCorps hires to engage with the project at the Foothill Garden at Carson Tahoe Health. And we continue to enlarge our volunteer base as well. So it's an ongoing labor of love, and we are constantly looking at different growing methods to provide better education, and we're also looking at expanding our program with regards to our special needs students in terms of getting them prepared for employment in agriculture. So it's a great engagement, and without partnerships, we wouldn't be where we are.
Well, let me ask you, Kitty, can you talk about the project?
Yes.
Then do so.
Please allow me. Mm-hmm. So we've had a creekside garden, and what we've grown there, we've been donating to the children's home that's right next to our campus. And this, the the Foothill Garden, what we're so excited about is, while it's not an actual greenhouse, it's a hoop house that is a little less investment to get into, but still gives you 12 months of growing. And then we'll be able to grow vegetables that will easily accessed for people. And we have some amazing nutritionists on staff, especially Kim Mason. And she's magic at finding ways to easily use these vegetables so that people can cook them and they're delicious and actually use them. Because many people, you know, if they got a bunch of kale, for instance, they wouldn't know what to do with it easily to have it be delicious, and then it's not utilized. So we're depending upon when the hoop house gets open, we'll decide what we're going to be planting. But we're very excited to be taking all of that we're growing and then taking it back to the community, to the Meals on Wheels. We just had a meeting last week, mm-hmm. and the greenhouse project manager was saying that last year they donated a ton of food. You know, we say a ton very flippantly. It's, you know, part of our vernacular, but a ton of food that went out into the community. So we're so excited that not only will this food be grown and gone back into the community, but we can weave in some nutrition and wellness teaching along with it, both for our seniors, and then how exciting to be doing it with the kids as well in the high school and the Boys and Girls Club. So when we talk about a full-service wellness outreach, I can't think of anything that would meet so many levels of the goal.
Well, one thing I want to do, because we've got about a minute left here. First of all, the date of the concert.
July 12th. Gates open at 5 o'clock.
Okay, and it's always fun to be there.
Yes.
Well ahead of the concert. Is Charlie going to help with the auction again?
The live auction, we'll see. He might actually get to attend this year, so we'll see about that. And I just want to point out that tickets can be purchased online at carsoncitygreenhouse.org, or you can go to the BAC, the Brewery Arts Center, or the Visitors Bureau in Carson City, and they can assist you with ticket purchases as well.
And what's the capacity?
Our capacity this year is around, I'm going to say, 1,200 people.
Wow.
Plus or minus.
Wow.
That's a big increase.
It's a big increase.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's huge. Well, we need to sell this thing out.
That's right.
Okay. So it's coming up, and you need to get your tickets. And the Greenhouse Project has just been fabulous to watch. From its inception, we've been doing that on this program for many years now. And congratulations to both of you for this partnership. And it better be a sellout, is all I'm saying.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay, pleasure to have you both
Thank
here.
Thank you, Sam.
We'll be right back.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature Build Your Own Bloody Mary Bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2017 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
And now, Back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Susan Fisher. She is Government Affairs Group VP with McDonald Carano Wilson, and Elisa Cafferata, lobbyist with Planned Parenthood. And today is the day of the town hall with Senator Heller and Congressman Amadei, and already your organization has been sending out press releases, getting people to the event. Tell us your thoughts today.
Well, just to clarify, in response to the president's tweets about the rallies that have been going on around the country, you know, I've been working on Planned Parenthood issues for almost a decade. And back in the day when we had a rally, we really had to recruit and it was very difficult. And now it is very easy to get people out because folks are really concerned about what's happening in Washington, D.C. And particularly, I think what you'll see at the town hall is people saying, hey, you're not paying attention to what the voters in Nevada asked you to do, which was, you know, fix the economy, not attack women's health care, not attack rural health care.
You know, Donald Trump has been the best thing for the Democrats in years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that that's definitely going to help flip a lot of seats next time around.
One of the big issues here at the legislature is SB 265, Senator Cancela's deal to try and lower the price of insulin. And that has really formed the battle lines here at the legislature, correct?
It has. And, you know, I'm not a fan of mandating businesses' prices. I do not think that we should be fixing private industry prices in legislation. It just doesn't seem right to me, if doing it at the federal level or at the state level. And there is a lot of opposition to this, but there are a lot of other little nuances in the bill, too, like mandating that nonprofits turn over all the information about what donations they get from these companies as well. And there's a lot of hesitancy from a lot of the nonprofits to doing that also.
And isn't that information already available?
I'm sure it's out there somewhere. And I don't know what they're going to do with it, what the purpose of doing this in the legislation is. But I don't know where you would find that information. I'm sure it is out there someplace.
You know, Elisa, one of the things about this is that if this comes across in Nevada, it could be the beginning of a national model.
Right. And I think that the issue is the one of transparency. Pharmaceutical companies can change their drug prices all the time. We get a lot of pushback on some of the legislation we're working on because the prices can change all the time. And so it's very difficult for consumers to have any idea what the price is going to be for the prescriptions that they have and for everybody who deals with prescription drugs to have any kind of plan. So I think there's a goal of having transparency. I haven't studied the bill that carefully, but I know that that's at least part of what the goal is.
You know, one of the things about Obamacare and the high deductibles that we have is that people are now essentially responsible for all of their medications mm-hmm. and treatments, etc. And a lot of people are going to their doctors when the doctor says, you need to have so-and-so test, they're saying, how much is that going to cost?
Yep.
And the doctors don't know.
Right. Well, and how would they know? And why would they know? You know, we've made it so difficult for doctors to practice now. And for instance, there's one particular group that I'm aware of. They have 20 physicians in their group. They have 30 people working in the billing office for 20 physicians, because of all of the regulations and all the reporting and all the dealing with the insurance companies, and we just make it too difficult, and we worry about access to care, yet we're making it more difficult for physicians to practice. They're having to be bookkeepers and typists and everything rather than actually healing people and working to help people.
And one of the things that doctors have told me is that the coding system is changing on a daily basis. And they're having, Susan says they're spending more time worrying about putting things in the computer where you would have thought it would have made things easier. It actually is making it worse.
Well, there was an update to the coding system, and I think that is challenging for practices to keep track of. The electronic health record should assist with that. I mean, all of this makes the case for a single-payer system, possibly. At least lots of folks would argue that. I think what would be great is if there were more certainty at the federal level, and that's certainly what we're trying to do at the state level, is say, okay, the benefits that you have are going to stay in place, and this is the insurance, and these are the coverages that you're going to have. And again, comes back to the town hall. We don't want our congressional delegation to now undo, without any plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, the protections that people finally had in place, like guaranteed coverage even if they had a pre-existing condition.
Well, do you think, Susan, at this point in time, seeing what we have seen at Congress, seeing how, and even though Obamacare is far from perfect, mm-hmm. But it's an entitlement, and once people have had an entitlement for several years, it's not going to go away.
You're absolutely right, Sam. It's not going to go away, and there will be a massive uproar. You know, I was adamantly opposed to it before it was put into place, and
because
of the cost of it. But then again, the cost of health care, the cost for people, for the uninsured who can't go to a regular primary care physician, and so they present at the emergency room, that cost is so much higher. And so we did need to get a handle on that in some way. And I do think now, after living with it for a few years, we're not going to undo it. And it's probably a good thing that we don't undo it, but it still does need a lot of refinement.
Well, and one of the things, you know, and you know, I'm at that point where people who are in their 60s are paying the highest amount, mm-hmm. and it's an insane amount. If you know, I didn't have a business and therefore could afford to pay it, I would be in trouble. There's no way I could afford it. And I look at people who are on Medicare and their costs, and it's like, I am so in favor of Medicare at minimum for older people who are below 65. But, you know, single payer is looking more and more attractive.
Yeah, yep. I can agree with that. Listen, when I first started my business a number of years ago, I didn't have insurance. I went many years without any insurance at all. Of course, now you can't because you'll be penalized for that. But fortunately, I'm very healthy. I've never have to go to a doctor, so it's okay.
Well, and that's why they call it insurance.
Right.
You get the last word on this, Elisa.
Yeah, it is time to fix the problems, because there certainly are problems, but repealing what we have now is not the best fix.
I wanted to ask Susan a specific question, because your son served in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And what did you think when they dropped that mother of all bombs the other day?
Oh, man. I just hate seeing that. I mean, I guess, you know, I certainly don't know all the inside track on that, but there were some atrocities going on. And, but you know, they're still someone's children. The soldiers there, they're still fathers and brothers and sons. And, you know, I just hate that. That's it.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you both very much. Really appreciate you being here. And we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
On our next broadcast, Dennis Myers, the news editor for the Reno News and Review. We'll see you on the next broadcast.